This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Breakfast Podcast. Listen live every Saturday morning from 7 till 9 on Australia's only gay and lesbian community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, it's 29 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to Breakfast with Beck and Conrad. Sleigh bells there, Conrad?
Sleigh bells with Rule Rule.
And a really nice song.
A really cute song, and they have a sleigh bell at the end. I just realised that. I never clicked to that.
But it's a different song for the rest of the album, yeah?
Album is very banging and guitar heavy sort of thing. So that one's just kind of like a one that they threw in to kind of throw you off a little. Very cute.
Yeah, so if you like that song and you think you might like the Sleigh Bells, just have a bit of a wee listen. Just to a few of the other songs.
If you like big crunchy guitars and banging keyboards and a bit of shrieking, you'll love the album. Love it.
Quite a departure from that one.
Yes.
Now, we spoke earlier this hour about a chat with Lady Six.
Before all those other ladies of pop came along, Gaga and Sovereign, there was a Kiwi hip-hop soul singer called Lady Six who came into the scene about 10 years ago, collaborated on heaps of different artist stuff, and then in the last few years brought out her debut album, and then just a couple of months ago brought out her second album, which is called The Liberation Of. I was very lucky to have a chat with her about the album, her upcoming tour to Australia, and also just about other cool stuff like her range of merchandise, which includes tea towels. Here's the interview. The lady we have on the line, her bio basically says it all. She's a sultry voice with razor-sharp wit and a stage show to match. She is also one of New Zealand's leading hip-hop soul artists and, in her own right, an emerging international star. Her family know her as Caroline, but we all know and love her as Lady Six. And she's on the line. How are you going?
I'm going good. That was a nice intro there.
Yeah, thanks. Well, your bio did all the hard work for
my
me.
Bio,
so.
Yeah, totally. I sound amazing.
Yeah.
I want to get to know myself.
You have to come and check yourself out.
Yeah, totally.
And so I know you've been touring around New Zealand for the last couple of months. How's everything been going?
Everything's been going great here. Like with the tours, yeah, it's been really nice getting back to doing gigs at home because we've been overseas for the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 months before that. So it's been, yeah, really nice. It's just been a really awesome summer and, yeah, sort of catching up with family and friends has been just amazing.
Oh, sounds great. So you're touring off the back of your new album, The Liberation Of, which was recorded in Germany. Let us know kind of how did the whole Germany thing come about and what was the deal with doing the album over there?
In a nutshell, we went to Berlin off the back of our last album, Time Is Not Much, and did mastering in Berlin. And that was our first ever sort of visit to Berlin, and we just fell in love with the place and kind of wanted to return there. And we built sort of a European tour, 6-week tour around us returning to be based in Berlin and then sort of go around the UK and Europe. And then 6 weeks turned into 6 months. We just really enjoyed it and just stayed on. And then in the last 2 months of our trip last year, we just decided we can't go home empty-handed. We have to sort of come back to this side of the world with something to show for it. We felt like we needed to. So we pushed out a record, and The Liberation Of was the baby.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So obviously, reading what you've been doing, you've been touring around and getting to play alongside people like Maya Hawthorne and Jill Scott-Heron. And so how did that kind of influence the second album?
Yeah, just like you said, we ended up going over there and sort of we only had 6 weeks booked, and then we just kept getting constant shows, and we ended up doing sort of like just over 60 dates in 6 months. And I think, you know, performing alongside Gil Scott-Heron and Maya Hawthorne, it really showed that you can just keep performing like all year, every year, if you wanted to. The audience is there, you know, you just got to kind of
get out there,
find them, I suppose, and keep travelling around and sort of find a way to pay for the whole thing. But you could literally do that. Gil Scott-Heron, 60 years old, still selling out tours all over the UK and Europe. I was inspired by them, and I was inspired by the live shows, because it's all about delivering live, I think. And I think that experience, we wanted to make the liberation of a very much a live album, or as much of a live album as you can do in a studio, or as much of the energy that we try to emulate on stage, we try to pack into this album. And so that's directly how the tour affected the sound of the liberation of.
Awesome.
So hopefully that comes through.
Beckfast is on Twitter. Follow her today at BEKFAST.
The other thing I wanted to mention, you've got a great website, and I've noticed your merchandise stuff is cool. I love the fact that you've got, you know, the good stuff like the hoodies and the t-shirts and stuff. But where did the idea for the tea towels come from?
Oh, tea towels is such a Kiwi thing. Like everybody, pretty much every artist has a tea towel.
Yeah.
And I think it's a real Kiwi, I don't know, tea towels and teaspoons. It's sort of like a weird thing that we picked up from England, I think. It's always been very much part of Kiwi culture. And yeah, it really bugs people out. They're like, tea towel? Really? Like, yeah. Why?
I love it. And I love your...
my dishes with your face? Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, man.
Do it.
Dry your dishes with my face.
Or they could buy two and dry their dishes with your face and hang one up on the wall.
I mean, I'm cool with either.
Obviously, all your Melbourne fans are getting very excited about your show at the Corner Hotel on Friday, April 15. What can we expect?
I always say the same thing. You can just expect to get a bit sweaty. I'm certainly going to be getting sweaty, trying to make everyone just shake the booty. I'm all about the party. And
awesome.
Dancing shoes only, girls, unless you can dance in heels.
Cool.
Come on.
And your support band on the night is Electric Wire Hustle.
Yeah.
Are doing good things over here as well. You collaborate with a lot of different bands and stuff, and I noticed that one of the guys from Electric Wire Hustle helped out on your new album as well. What other kind of new collaborations have you got coming up?
Well, there's always a lot of collaborations going on, especially here in New Zealand, because we're such a small community of musos and we're all jumping on each other's things. I'm doing some new stuff with Maele, who is the drummer from Electric Wire Hustle. He's
cool.
Got his own stuff coming out. Also, Julian Dine, who's in the Lady Six Project.
Yep.
He plays percussion and drums. He's got his own album out, which I'm hoping to jump on that. And also, Johnny Toogood from She Hard, he's got a new project coming out there. I feature on a couple of those songs. So that's sort of the next collabos that I can think of off the top of my head. But don't be surprised if there's heaps more than that, you know.
Cool.
It's constant.
That sounds awesome. So after the tour of the East Coast of Australia, you're off back to Europe?
We are, yep. We're going to go back there. We sort of went over there and planted a few seeds and sort of got more of a family behind us, I suppose. Before, when we went over last year, we just went over as a band and just tried our best to kind of sink or swim and do stuff on our own. But this time we've got more of a family group behind us, so we're going to... we're going to just see what we can do, see what more fun we can have over there.
Awesome. Thanks so much for talking to us here on Joy 94.9.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we're all really looking forward to seeing you at the Corner Hotel. We will be ready to move and get ready to have a bit of a workout as well by the sounds of it.
Yeah, excellent. But hey, well, nice talking to you, man.
Yeah.
Are you going to come to the gig?
Oh, definitely. I'll be there. I've actually already got four people coming with me. So you're halfway to filling up the front row.
Nice. Awesome. Well, I'll see you there.
Cool. Thanks again for having the chat, and give my love to everyone in New Zealand.
No worries, bro. Well,
cool. Take care.
See ya.
See ya. And from her latest album, The Liberation Of, here's Lady Six with Like Water.
What's up? This is Lady Six, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Beckfast podcast. Tune in live every Saturday morning from 7 till 9 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.